52. Purge.
I don't like it.
The prison barge Purge's newly appointed navigator and second-in-command, Bisley Cloth, was at the bridge, still engaged in the process of hailing the gaudily arrayed space yacht that had positioned itself directly in front of him, when the entire console erupted in a storm of proximity alarms. Cloth snapped them off briskly, taking control of the situation with a quiet confidence that belied his age. At 22, he was still a young man, but he'd already been working aboard the Purge for 5 years, since he was old enough to hire on for a full share. Hauling convicts and local scum out to various detainment stations and galactic penal colonies, including Coghive 7, wasn't the easiest way to earn a living. Yet he'd quickly gotten used to it, most of it anyway, including the occasional unwanted encounter with tramp vessels adrift in the Outer Rim. And although the Purge was really no more than a garbage barge retrofitted with holding cells and a makeshift medbay, Cloth had a vision of one day transforming it into a floating prison of its own, one in which he might even someday be in charge. He would be Warden Cloth. Today the Purge was carrying 46 inmates, human and non-human alike.
Mr. Cloth.
That was the Purge's captain, Wyatt Styrene, limping across the bridge toward him, his pale blue eyes alight with reckless enthusiasm. A former smuggler himself, Styrene knew these uncharted systems as well as anyone Cloth had ever met, and he'd never run from a fight.
What's the word?
Proximity alarms from that space yacht? Cloth nodded, indicating the luxury ship that had still not responded to their call. I've got it under control. It's not... A sudden volley of explosions slammed into the Purge, rocking them hard enough that Cloth had to grab the console in front of him and hang on. Checking the screens before him, he saw for the first time what he'd somehow overlooked until it was too late. An attack swarm of Z-95 headhunters closing in from below them, firing on their underside in a steady volley of concussion missiles. The alarm screamed.
Where did they come from?
Cloth shouted, unaware for the moment that he was asking the question aloud. Of course the headhunters had been the ones that had triggered the proximity alarms he'd foolishly attributed to the space yacht in front of them. A ruse that he couldn't believe he'd fallen for, although Styrene's expression seemed untroubled. In fact, Cloth could have sworn the old pirate had a wry grin on his face.
They want a tussle? We'll give them a tussle.
Without glancing back at Cloth, he powered up the full retinue of the Purge's weapon suite.
Go secure our cargo, Mr. Cloth.
Captain?
Go on. I've got the bridge. Besides, he gestured toward the hatch. It's almost feeding time for them, isn't it?
Cloth strode quickly back through the Purge, nodding at the guards on either side as he opened the hatchway leading to the vessel's main hold.
Everything secure down here?
Locked down,
the guard shouted back.
What's going on topside?
Not sure,
Cloth said, making a split-second decision to keep the arrival of the headhunters to himself for now, for the sake of maintaining some semblance of order.
Captain's at the bridge now, it's under control.
Tell that to them,
the guard said, pointing down into the hold, where the Purge had been outfitted with its containment cells. Cloth could already hear the convicts down below, some of them screeching, shouting, or demanding answers in the near darkness. Typically, the inmates they brought out to Coghive 7 had lapsed into a silent stupor of boredom by this point in the voyage, but the blaster fire had stirred them up, and Cloth heard them calling out to find out if the ship was under attack.
I'm going down to check the main cargo hold, Cloth told the guard. Who else is down here?
Carrier and Hayes.
Two good men, Cloth thought, or at least battle-tested. He nodded, already ducking forward.
Tell the captain if I'm not back up in 5 minutes.
Something broadsided the vessel from amidships,
heavier than a turbo laser, almost like they'd been struck by an asteroid or another ship. Cloth was already halfway down the gangway amid the holding cells when it struck, and the impact pitched him back into the console wall behind him. It was followed by an unfamiliar, high-pitched grinding noise from somewhere below, like an oscillating blade shearing through steel. The guard beside him hoisted his blaster, checking the cartridge, his face drawn tight with nerves.
What the cark is that?
It feels like... Cloth began, and the words snapped off in his throat. It feels like we're being boarded.
Seconds later, from down below, he heard it. The voices of the prisoners had fallen absolutely silent.